A strong power calls from the left hand across the waters deep. A strong power calls from the left hand. Let all things sleep or weep. A queen of love, you have unwove my eyes, and my heart will not sleep. I would sleep, but the mind would rise. I must needs walk down God's eyebrows and along the streets of his eyes. Look for me and you will see me in my red cloak, swimming determined as God's blood flies. Creatures of grief, you beg from the thief. I will not carry home your sacks of sorrow, but I will pay the fiddler good silver if he smile. Pray God he see tomorrow. And my eyes with salt water swim. And we disputing with a brittle gaiety upon the world's rim. If I sought to love you with my body, it would be with a bent back unto in her heart, she is in my room. And together alone we clasp hands, and in each other's eyes walk the endless shore. And below I have my duty to perform in the song, and that I was, you will see it no more. The snow is on the hills of my heart, and to speak is to die. The men at arms do seek to mark me, and the monks raise hue and cry. Seek me in vain on Golgotha or in fear's hollow, for the way I take today only the true. The ancestors in stone armor calling for loyalty untrue. Seek to make a zigzag of the arrow's flight. It is so swaddled in the bands of form, but I am girdled with the storm and cloaked with the night. I am not to be seen or found, save only in what I cause. Standing outside on the inside, outside perfectingness or flaws. How shall I say where I end, or where you begin? How shall I say, what shall I play? Shall it be you or the wild wind? as Pan with the unsane eyes, or with the wild horns, or when I am crowned with the paper crown, or with the crown of thorns. A strong power compels distortion from the right hand. Fleece to the gray wolves, fangs to the gray sheep. But the queen of love, she strokes my body alive that I do not sleep. The doctor brews potions and pills to open his own front door, and the locksmith makes strong bolts to bar his gates to every new breeze that blows. Shall I now put lion's ears upon my ears? Hear every sound is a roar. Shall I now put mouse's eyes upon my eyes? Gauge the moon for size against my paw. To me from above and beyond the world, and I observe my mind, it is playing ignorant boy, while at her feet I am curled, and I remember all female movement so well, of such a form to give much joy and ease much care, to perfume and let fall the colored gown, and to let down the curling hair. But now I play seed thrower, and I will play three-legged man. I will play dream weaver and day bringer, and catch as catch can. She swims like a silver dove in my mind's room. And my body sleepwalks down the road.